Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel 1-3. Okay, this is a little different here. We're now going to have fences around fields. This is not a wall. In the first two Mishnahs, we had walls. The first wall was for the sake of privacy, and that's Mishnah Aleph. And the second wall, it was against the Ayin Hara, people looking in. So both of those walls were four amos high, so no one could look over them. Here we're talking about a fence. The fence is just to protect, you know, from animals coming in or something, so therefore 10 tefachim will do. It's a much lower wall. So what happens if you have a field and one neighbor doesn't want to have the fence around his field or doesn't want to pay for it and the other neighbor does? So the setup of a Mishnah is kind of like you have one guy, he's called the Nikaf, he's like the surrounded guy, and then he has his other neighbor who owns fields around him. Think of it like a checkerboard, okay, or a chessboard. So our guy, the Nikaf, he has a white square and then around him these black squares, right, like on all four sides. Let's say all four black squares belong to the neighbor, the black guy, and the neighbor with the black squares wants to put fences around his little fields. Well, if you put fences around one, two, or three of his fields, so the guy in the middle, the Nikaf, on the white square, he has an exposure on the fourth side, and therefore he's negating nothing, because the animals can come in from that side. So he can't be forced to pay for building a fence around a grain field, even though it's normal to build fences, because he's saying, listen, I'm not getting benefit from this fencing, because I'm exposed on the fourth side. What happens if there's a fourth side built? So says the Mishnah, Hamakif es chavero. If a person surrounds his friend with, you know, the fields and like the checkerboard situation, Mishilish ruchosav, from all three sides. You know, he's got fields on all three sides and he blocks them in. Vegadar es harishonav es ashniyav es ashlishas. And then this guy, you know, with the black square field, so to speak, he puts up fencing around three of the sides, one, two, and three. So then, ein mechayv enoso. Even though he laid out the money to build the fencing, he can't force the guy in the middle to pay for the fencing, to share the cost of the fences, because the guy in the middle is not getting any benefit because he's exposed on the fourth side. But now, the Mishnah says, that was Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi says, im amad vagader eseravias, if he gets up and puts a fence around the fourth side, megaglin alav esakol, then we can force him to pay for all of it. Now, it's ambiguous who's doing the building over here. He could be either the makif or the nikif, the guy with the black squares, or the one guy in the middle of the white square, so to speak. So, the Gemara brings both possibilities down. The first opinion, which is what the Bartanura brings, is that even if the makif, the guy with the black squares, builds a fourth fence on the fourth side, he's really blocking his little black square fields, but the necessary outcome is that the guy with the white square, the nikaf in the middle, he has, you know, fencing around his entire field now. So even then, he has to, the guy in the middle, the nikaf, has to pay. So it says, im amad, if the makif, the guy with the black square, so to speak, boxes him in, the gadar servius and covers the fourth wall, then magalgal vesakol, he, the guy with the black fields, can force the nikaf in the middle to pay for half of the cost of the fields, the fencing as well, because the bottom line is he gains the benefit now. Okay, all the more so kol v'chomer if the guy with the white square builds a fourth wall himself. Okay, and the Tanakama would disagree. Tanakama says, listen, if the middle guy didn't build the fourth wall, you can't force him. He didn't indicate that he wants it if he didn't build it himself. Halacha, however, follows Rabbi Yossi, meaning once the guy in the middle is getting the benefit of fencing and his normal fencing, he has to pay the cost of half of the fencing based on the standards of what's normal in that time and place. So he'll have to share on the cost since he got the benefit with his neighbor, the Makif.